This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
And it's what? I don't know what day you have. My day says it's hump day. See, you potheads thought I was going to reference 420. You dirtballs. Of course, I'm referencing Chris and Michael here, and we're going to have a blast tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Here's what we got. One, loneliness. Apparently, according to the New York Times, there's an epidemic of loneliness. I see this too. I'm sure you see it too. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more about, well, Dome. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. We're going to talk about midterms. I'm going to bring up this creepy World Economic Forum audio again. We're going to talk about public trials for Dr. Fauci. I'm even going to take some phone calls, probably in an hour, maybe an hour and a half or so. Then those are going to be fun. It's going to be about something specific, but don't bother calling in yet because no one's picking up. Before we get to any of that, let's have a talk. Let's have a talk about mentalities. Loser mentalities and winner mentalities. And don't turn off the radio yet. I promise I'm going somewhere political with this because this is going to actually be maybe one of the most important things the right can realize. So just bear with me. If you have ever been in sports, if you've ever been in the military, or if you've ever closely observed these things, I mean, shoot, if you've even watched a movie about it, you've undoubtedly heard some coach at some point in time say, get a winning mentality. That's what winners do. We need to have a winner's mentality. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard it. I know you've heard it. I've heard it. Everyone's heard it 1,000 times. Winner's mentality. What does that mean, though? And just hang with me for a second. Well, if you study a great sports team, like a great dynasty, wins a bunch of championships, you'll find that there is a winning mentality that comes with it. And what that mentality is they understand how to work hard for something, but they expect to win because they've won so much and for so long. The Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan on them. Everyone will remember that, so that's the one I'm referencing right now. The Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. Towards the end, they were winning the title every year he played, right? And if you ever watch interviews with those guys or study those guys or read books about them, they will all say, to a man, they'll say, look, if the game was tied or we were down a little bit, we thought we were going to win. We'd won so much, we thought we were going to win. We were comfortable winning because we'd won so much. Remember, winning can get uncomfortable. We were comfortable winning, and we just assumed we're going to find a way to win. game's close at the end. We're going to find a way to win. That's the winner's mentality. Again, this is I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. And then there's something that we really have to talk about, because this is something that might very much be you, and it might be me, the losing mentality. Or if we want to make it sound harsher, even though I'm very soft and cuddly, Chris. By the way, Chris is back from food poisoning yesterday from bad matzo balls or whatever he ate. But he's back in the chair looking a lot skinnier, Chris. I'd recommend you get it again. Never mind. That's not right. It's all right. The losing mentality. That is what we have experienced on the right. And you, I don't care how old you are. I understand we have every age group and then some that listens to the show. No matter how old you are, you have only ever existed in this country under a loser mentality on the right. This is not your fault. This is not something you did. This has been the culture of the right for 100 years. You see, what is the right supposed to be? What do we believe? What do you believe? What do you want? Government is supposed to be limited. Right? Limited government. Very much restrained government that is held back because of our rights endowed by our Creator. But these are all the things you believe. You can recite all these things. You could be saying exactly what I'm saying right now. None of this is news to you. But if government is supposed to be limited, why has government only grown for the last 100 years? Have you, and be honest about this, have you ever had a real political win? And now maybe right now you're saying, oh, what are you talking about? We just had Trump. I remember the Reagan years. Maybe you're saying something like that. Okay, just stay with me. Not trying to insult you. Were those wins? I mean, they weren't losses. I know they were election wins, but did the government shrink under Ronald Reagan? Did the government shrink under Donald Trump? Have you ever looked at a chart of, let's say, deficits by year? Go browse through the 80s, 90s, 2000s. Yes, I know we've had times where we've had somebody rise and do good things. That's not an insult to Reagan or Trump or anyone else. I know we've had election wins, and we've had people who rise up and they say the things we want. And they attempt to point us in the right direction. And sure, we'll get a little tax cut here, some fewer regulations here. But has the government ever stopped growing? It maybe even slowed down a little bit. Has it ever stopped? No, it hasn't. And look, I don't really care about your opinion on that. That's a fact. Go look at the size of it, the scope of it. It's only grown. So if we want limited government and they want government to control absolutely everything, and government has only grown for the last 100 years, you have never had a political win in your life. Not a real one. Neither have I. Not your fault, but that's the mentality we grew up in. And because of that, because we've lost for so long, we've developed a loser's mentality. I've actually been involved in losing mentalities before. Again, I'm going to get to politics in a second. Stay with me. I was on a basketball team once. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but we sucked. And when I say sucked, we were 10 games into the season, and we had not won a game. And we loved basketball, and we wanted to win, and we were trying to compete. But I will tell you, something funny happens when you lose. And it's hard, unless you've ever been part of a losing mentality or losing something like that, it's hard to understand it. But at first, you're miserable, right? You're losing. Oh, gosh, we lost again. We suck. What are we doing? And then eventually you'll turn into expecting it. And this isn't even the final stage. The game is close. Maybe you're only up 4 in the fourth quarter. And it's more than a mentality. You're verbalizing it. Oh, gosh, we're only up 4. How are we going to blow this one? And then you do it for long enough. You get far enough into a season of your life or a basketball team, you almost prefer it. It's so comfortable for you. It's what you've always known that you prefer to lose. We got to the point this season, not something obviously I'm thrilled about, where we'd be down 20 again in the fourth. And we'd be talking about, oh, man, we're going to have some cool jokes about this one on the bus on the way home. Hey, let's make fun of Tim for that free throw. It'll be great. Ha, ha, ha. We'd be snickering. Coaches over there looking at us in disgust, understandably. But we got to the point where losing was so comfortable. It was all we had known. It's what we preferred. And that is the Republican Party. That's what we are. That's what we've been. Do you want to know what people consider to be conservatism today? They don't consider conservatism to be taking back ground from the communists, ripping it out of his hands, because rest assured, you will have to rip it out of his hands. I promise you, he will not hand it to you. People consider conservatism today to be saying things like, that's hypocrisy! What are these double standards? This is a double standard. The media is biased. Being on the right for as long as I've been alive has consisted of this and only this. Pointing out bad things the communist is doing and whining about it. That's it. That's been conservatism forever. Forever. That's what it was. What is that saying? Conservatism is standing athwart of history and saying stop. That's what it's been. As the ocean washes over you, you're lamely holding up your hand saying, this is wrong, as you go underneath the water. But let me tell you something. That is a loser mentality. And that mentality has to change. And it has to change right now. And that will not be easy. Now, Lord willing, that's not your personal mentality. I'm sure it's probably not. But you have to understand, for so many people, especially our national politicians and our national pundits, for so many people, they consider the right thing to do to be to point out the malfeasance of the communists and say, that's wrong, hypocritical. They consider that to be the very extent of what conservatism is. And in their defense, that's all conservatism has ever been. That's wrong. I don't like it. That mentality has to change. And that mentality has to change for two very specific reasons. One, 2022 is coming. 2022 is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. We are going to slaughter them. I'm going to explain what I mean about 2022, and I'm going to give you the second reason why that mentality has to change here in just a second. Before we do that, part of being on the new right and changing our mentality is embracing the corporations who don't hate us and promoting them. Also, it involves destroying the corporations who hate us and stand against us. That's part of being on the new right now. When I talk to you all the time about MyPillow, it's not just because they have great products. Everyone knows they have great products. Even people who hate MyPillow know there's nothing like MyPillow products. I talk to you about MyPillow. I'm most proud of talking about MyPillow because MyPillow will take your dollars and they'll spend it on things you care about. It's not all about the bottom line. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they're out there fighting for you. And hey, doesn't hurt to have the greatest sheets on earth, Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off either. I highly recommend going and getting a couple sets while they're 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and you get Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. New York has an epidemic of loneliness. Why? We'll get to that and a lot more tonight. Again, we're all over the map, and we even have some funny phone calls we're going to do later on in the show. I have a plan. I'm not telling you the plan yet. You're going to have to sit tight because we're going to have a fun night on the Jesse Kelly Show. Back to what we were talking about. In case you missed it, I opened up talking about loser mentality and winner mentality, and how on the right, no fault of your own, you almost undoubtedly have grown up with a loser mentality. You think conservatism is pointing out something the communists do bad and whining about it, saying that's a double standard, it's biased, it's hypocritical, it's wrong. That's not winning. That's whining while you lose. But coming into 2022, there's something very, very important that's happening. And it is critical we change our mentality. And it's not easy to change our mentality. Two things. 2022, it's going to be a huge election year for us, for Republicans. 2022, forget about Congress and the Senate. Obviously, I know that matters, the House and Senate. I'm not dismissing that. But top to bottom, I'm talking school boards, city councils, board of supervisors, state legislatures. People forget during these wave years where one party gets virtually wiped out, the state legislatures are really where the gains can be made. Okay, so that's good, right? And two, there is a new mentality emerging on the right. And that mentality is much more aggressive. I call it the new right. It is emerging slowly. It is starting to get more and more mainstream, where people like you are coming around to the fact, wow, these people are not going to back off. They don't want to compromise. They don't want to coexist. These people want to dominate us, and unless we destroy them, they will. Now, what does that have to do with winner mentality and losing mentality? Let's talk about Florida for just a quick second. I don't expect you to care about all the details, but I've got to put on my journalist hat for just a moment, Chris. Just give me a second, Chris.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Again, thank you to all the fans who help us put that soundbite together. But Florida, they're attacking Disney. And let's not mince words about it. I know they're not calling it attacking Disney. They're not calling it that. They're acting like it was just a previous date. But Disney had had a nice cutout for themselves since 1967 in the state of Florida. Made a lot of money. Big tax exempt thing. Ron DeSantis didn't just do it in passing. He called a special session to end Disney's cutout. And just remember, all Florida Republicans did was pass a bill that said, don't talk to my kindergartner about sex. Florida teachers freaked out. Disney chose to wade into this and say how wrong it was and spend money opposing it and announce their intention to overturn it. And for almost your entire life, not almost, for your entire life, for my entire life, the response to the right to, or the response of the right to something like that would have been, that's wrong. I don't like it, Disney. You should stop. That's a double standard. You're a hypocrite. Now, we're calling special sessions where the state legislature is going on offense and they're attacking Disney in a way Disney's going to have to sit down and have board meetings over and figure out how to make up those losses. Disney is officially under attack. And now let's have a chat. How do you feel about that? Be honest. And again, you don't have to be honest with me. You don't owe me an explanation. I'm not your dad. I'm not your pastor. You can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You're welcome to tell me, but you don't owe me an explanation. How does that make you feel? Because that hasn't been us, right? That's not conservatism. We can't use the powers of government. That's not limited government. What would Thomas Jefferson have done? How do you feel about it? State legislature gets together and they attack one of the most powerful corporations in America because that corporation chose to attack them. If that makes you uncomfortable, I understand it. I'm not calling you a loser. Actually, for once, I'm being nice. I'm not calling you a loser, but that is a loser mentality. You have grown up under a culture where, quote, winning is whining about what they do. They get power. They use power to attack you. They use power to reward their friends. You whine about it. On and on and on and on and on it goes. We've never had a right, ever, that believed in taking that power and aiming it at our communist enemies and destroying them. And now we do. And again, I ask you, how does that make you feel? And when I say, how does it make you feel? Let me clarify. I don't expect you to be happy that that's where we are as a country. Because full disclosure, I know everyone knows me as the anti-communist and whatnot. I'm not happy that's where we are as a country. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in a place where I have to rely on Republican-led state legislatures to go after a corporation because that corporation has declared war on me and my values. I don't want that. That's not like I'm looking around right now cheering, woohoo, I love that we're here. I think that sucks. But when I said, how does it make you feel? Are you okay with GOP state legislatures making war on corporations who make war on you? And if you're not okay with it, then you are simply still trapped under the culture you've been raised in, the culture of loser mentality, and you have to break that mentality because times are changing. And there is a real danger out there right now. What is that danger? I'll talk about that in a second. And why New York has a loneliness epidemic? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday are welcome, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. The danger we're going into. Why would I go off tonight about loser mentality and winning mentality? After 2022 is done, and we're all waking up the next day, possibly with a headache if you overindulge that night, but it's going to be a good night. We're all waking up the day after Election Day this November, and we're looking around, and man, look at that. Let's just say we have the House, Senate. Let's say some of these red states are now super majority red states where you can basically do what you want. Let's say some blue states go kind of red. Let's say school boards, city councils, I mean, up and down. Let's say it's the bloodbath. It looks like it might be. Our danger is no longer going to be the communist. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's going to be there. He's always there. He's going to be there. That's fine. The communist is always going to be evil, always going to want to destroy us. The danger that day is going to be the loser mentality we've all grown up with on the right. We have the power. We are going to have the power. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to be held back by these mythical principles, which only mean we're never allowed to use power to attack our enemies? Or are we going to finally, for the first time ever, gain ground? We have things happening right now. These people are out there crying. We have these people crying out there. Jen Psaki, listen to this. We have them so afraid, so angry, they're in tears. When you sit and listen to a communist crying, do you want to hand her a tissue or do you want more tears?
This is a political wedge issue and an attempt to win a culture war. And there,
she's talking about, I just want to be clear. You know what? Stop that real quickly. I just want to be clear what she's talking about. This teacher got fired. This teacher got fired because this video was revealed online and the right attacked her for it and exposed, well, her, him, I don't know what this thing is.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP.
Just a heads up, you did hear that right. Minor attracted person. You did hear that right. Keep listening.
In the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors. I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the
I think we've heard enough. Attraction towards minors. Okay, now Jen Psaki was asked about all these teachers being exposed, losing their jobs. She was asked about the Florida bill that said, stop talking about this stuff with my kids. This is how scared and angry the communist currently is. And I ask again, as you listen to this, do you listen to this and feel sympathy, or do you listen to this and think, yes, more?
This is a political wedge issue and an attempt to win a culture war. And they're doing that in a way that is harsh and cruel to a community of kids, especially. I'm going to get emotional about this issue because it's horrible. But you know, it's like kids who are bullied. And like all these leaders are taking steps to hurt them and hurt their lives and hurt their families. And you look at some of these laws in these states, and it is going after parents who are in loving relationships who have kids. It's completely outrageous. But it is a wedge issue. Sorry, this is an issue that makes me completely crazy.
How does that make you feel? Are you sad? Do you look at that and want to back off? Because I want you to understand, I want you to hear something. This is a direct quote. This is not my quote. The National Review has long been a huge conservative publication in this country. You might have a subscription to it right now. I want you to hear, in response to Florida Today calling a special session to attack Disney for what they've done in supporting grooming, I want you to hear the response from Mr. Charles Cook or Koch at National Review, major writer over there. This is a direct quote. DeSantis and the legislature pushed through a sensible education bill and then stared down Disney's ridiculous hysterical criticisms. They fought. They won. There's no need for them to salt the earth, take revenge, or make Florida's policies worse. The biggest danger right now on the right is that direct quote I just read to you.
if that mentality infects us, if we end up, Lord willing, with a gigantic win in November, and we wake up the morning after Election Day, and we obviously reach for a big glass of water because we're going to need it, and we're thrilled about everything going on, and we're coming on the show that night, and we're celebrating, and woohoo, probably open up the phones, let's celebrate, baby! And then we begin to feel sympathy for the enemy. We begin to back off, slow down. You begin to hear things like, that's not who we are. Those aren't our principles. Or we begin to say things like, let's not go too far. Let's not overplay our hand. The second you begin hearing these buzzwords, you will know we are in very, very serious trouble of squandering yet another election win, because we have a loser mentality that is not used to winning, doesn't know how to win, and quite frankly, most of these people prefer losing. Now, unless you prefer losing, and I'm assuming you do not, fight back against that mentality and make sure they hear it. Email them, get on social media, let them know, hey, Jack, when you go to the state house, When I send you to the state assembly, I expect action. I expect aggression. I expect offense. Show me what you're going to do. That has to be what we become. We are 100 years behind, 100 years of losing ground. We cannot afford to slow that down anymore. We can't even afford to stop it. We have to start taking ground back. And taking ground back is uncomfortable. It makes women cry. It'll make people uncomfortable. It might even make you uncomfortable. Oh, I don't know about that law. That seems, what's that word they love? Starts with an E. Extreme. Look, just remember what the great Maria Salazar taught us.
You know, freedom is not free.
Quit, Chris. Quit. I'm sorry. I had to. But look, people bring up the founders and Jefferson. We would never use government power. Do you know state governments in this country were establishing churches in the 1700s and 1800s? That's what we were founded on. Oh, George Washington, he would never do that. George Washington shot people in the face who were trying to take his liberty away. George Washington scalped people. Don't sell me this fake history on what conservatism is and what freedom is. Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. Freedom is something you acquire by stopping the person who's trying to take it away from you. Your freedoms, there's a great saying going around, I didn't come up with it. Your freedoms aren't dying. They're being taken from you by people. People with names. Attack. Always. All right. On that sunny note, we do have to talk about the loneliness epidemic. I'm not going to make this long, but apparently this is a real problem in society. New York has an epidemic of loneliness. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about something else real quick. Your weapon. You probably have one. Got some got a weapon, got some ammunition. Good for you. Probably several weapons. Are you sure you can hit what you're aiming at with that weapon? Are you sure? Not you hope. Not I did it once or twice. Are you sure? We have to be sure. Remember, shooting skills are perishable skills. I don't care how good you were 25 years ago when you were in the Army. How good are you now? And if the answer to that question is not good enough, get a hold of Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and buy one. They'll send one to your home. And good news is, that's where it can stay. Because you practice inside of your home. Inside your home. Dry fire practice with real feedback, real drills. Not target practice. You getting better. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before we go any further, I'll talk about this loneliness epidemic. And apparently we're going to talk about weed today. They want to know why the White House hasn't legalized weed. And oh gosh, but first I do want to do this. We did get this email Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, all are welcome. This one said, Jesse, my wife's uncle passed away recently after a long battle with ALS. He was a family man and never stopped living life to the fullest during his unimaginable ordeal. I knew he was in the military, but he never spoke of it much when we saw him. He must have been well-liked and respected, as my wife told me the Marine who folded the flag had a hard time keeping it together when he presented it to his wife. I was surprised to learn he had spent over 20 years in the Marines and retired as the rank of Master Sergeant. I was hoping you could briefly explain what a Master Sergeant is and what it takes to reach such a level, as it doesn't sound like an easy feat. If you read this, please say his name and pay homage to American hero Gary A. Long. First and foremost, Semper Fi, my brother. Lastly, Master Sergeant, yes, you're correct. It is no easy feat. What it means is you weren't an officer, but you were a staff NCO. It means you went the enlisted rank, and it's really, really, really high ranking, and it means he specialized in something, specialized in a certain field. Whatever that field was, that man was an expert. All right? That's what that means. So Semper Fi. You know what? That actually brings up a good point here. It's a good time to bring this up. Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers. I know you know what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is. I know you know why it was founded in the wake of 9/11, to help veterans, to help veterans' families, to help Gold Star widows, to help the families of first responders. $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers. And I don't want you, actually, I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look up the various charity rating sites. They rate charities based on how they care for your money and how they operate. Go look what they say about Tunnel to Towers. It's perfect. Tunnel to Towers is perfect because when you give your $11 a month, it goes to Gold Star widows. It goes to catastrophically injured veterans to have a smart home. Go to T2T.org and sign up today. 11 bucks a month. That's all they're asking. They're not asking for the world. $11 a month. T2T.org. I love these guys. All right, before we get to my question, because I had a moment today. It's so embarrassing. All right, I'll get to the embarrassing moment. But first, I did want to address this. The headline from the New York Times is this. New York had an epidemic of loneliness. COVID made it worse. First, one of the fascinating things about New York, but I think it really applies to really any big city, is how busy everything is and how many people are around you at all times, but how few people talk to each other. I mean, you might be listening to my voice right now walking down the sidewalk of New York. You're surrounded. People everywhere. How many people today will you talk to? Probably not very. Me? As I'm going to get it to here in a moment, and then I'm going to call for your phone calls on it. Me, I had a conversation with three neighbors this morning before I took off for work. I think there's something to there being so many people in one area, but having them be disconnected. Now, as far as the COVID thing goes, we talk a lot about the health, the public health, which if I never hear that word again, it'll be too soon. But we talk a lot about the public health. One of the things that drove me crazy very early on was they acted as if the health of the mind wasn't part of the health of the body. Well, people are dying. Go home. Okay, well, human beings, even natural introverts like me, human beings need social interaction. That's how God made you. You are made to interact with other human beings. Like I said, even a cold-hearted jerk like me needs to talk to other people, be around other people, shake hands with people. It drives me insane how quickly this was dismissed early on. Yes, coronavirus is real and it's deadly. Loneliness is real. Loneliness is deadly. You took places like New York that are already disconnected and you guaranteed that disconnect would increase. And now we wonder why we have a society with more mental health problems than any nation with our socioeconomic status should ever have. All right, that's look, it's brief, but it's real. The loneliness thing is real. You know what? I'm going to address that a little bit more, but I have to address something else. I admit I'm not old, but I'm not young anymore. I guess it depends on your perspective. I'm 40. I'm going to be 41 on July 20th. Not that I'll bring it up. I don't want anyone to know my birthday, but July 20th, I'll be 40. I'll be 40 or 41. I'm already 40. And I had a moment today, a life-changing moment. And I want to know if you've ever had one of these. It was a moment where I realized, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. I was out cleaning up something in the yard. There was a piece of paper or something like that in the yard. And I was going out picking up the yard. Neighbor was out farting around. And start talking to him and we're just gabbing about things. And by the time we were done, I went back inside and I stopped for a moment. And I realized I just had a 10-minute conversation with my next door neighbor about how hard the water is in our neighborhood. And I enjoyed it. And I thought to myself, I'm old. Oh my gosh. It was a moment where I thought, when did this happen? When did the hard water? What happened to young Jesse? Jesse now talks about hard water and enjoys it. And we were both into it. All right. Have a good one. All right. Well, I'll send that stuff over to you. And I want to ask you, 877-377-4373. I don't care about the age. Have you had a moment? Maybe you hurt yourself. Maybe you said something. Maybe you had a conversation. Have you had that moment in your life where you stopped and thought, oh my gosh, I'm old now? 877-377-4373. What was that moment for you where you stopped and thought, oh no, I'm old? Now, we're going to get back. We're going to do those phone calls. We're going to talk about Heavy D and playing offense because they did something else to play offense today. We're going to do some World Economic Forum stuff, bunch of emails. We're going to have a blast tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.